Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm delighted to have someone in the studio today that I have thoroughly enjoyed whenever she's been on stage in Wilmington, and I've had the chance to hear her and see her. She is a wonderful soprano and amazing actress. Sophie Amelkin is here, and Sophie will be giving a recital on Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Little Chapel on the Boardwalk at Wrightsville Beach, joined by her good friend Heather Bobeck, who you may have also heard singing around town, and who she calls a hidden treasure, Joseph Hughes, pianist. So Sophie is here to tell us all about it. Sophie, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. This concert is Saturday night. And before we talk about the particulars of that, would you share with us some of your experiences as a student in music at UNCW? And then we'll talk about some of your performing experiences in town, because you've been very busy.
Absolutely. Well, I finished my undergraduate in music studies and voice performance studies last May. Had a phenomenal teacher who I'm sure many people in the community know, and that's Miss Nancy King, who Heather also studied with. And I came to music school here wanting to study choral music because I had an interest in that, and happened to have a voice teacher as my primary instrument, and she just turned out to be wonderful and inspirational and showed me that I could learn this new music and I could grow my voice. And so that turned into performance in the voice area.
Which is not what you had planned.
Not really. I kind of came into it with an open mind. But I, you know, I always like to do theater. So I knew that was something I would enjoy. And she just provided so much, so many tools and so much support, you know, musically and otherwise throughout my time at school here. So
I know that you participated in some of the Whoop productions, Wilmington Opera mm-hmm. Outreach, which are wonderful at Keenan Auditorium, that Nancy King creates these vignettes from opera and lets her students perform. And they're always really wonderful performances.
Yeah, she really works with the students and the voices that she has and makes them come to life. And I always end up playing, I always want to play the ingenue, and I always get cast as the crazy character, and then always thank her for casting me as that character afterward, because I have so much more fun.
It's much more fun.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've been playing 50-year-olds on stage since I was about 10. You know, it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I'm a big character actress. That's what I enjoy. Now, you've also had a lot of experiences, as you said, in theater. Mm-hmm. On the Wilmington stages, I remember seeing you falling out of my seat, watching you in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at City Stage.
Yes.
But I also saw you in Fiddler on the Roof as one of the daughters, mm-hmm. an opera house production that was really beautifully done. And what other things have you done in town that you have happy memories of?
Wow, you know, my first production in Wilmington, I was, I think, 20 years old, coming up on 20 years old, and it was a production of Hair, and it was just spectacular. I mean, that is probably the most fun show you can ever do. Everybody's a hippie. Everybody's constantly dancing and singing and jumping. And it's just so much fun. It's like one big ball of fun, honestly. And the cast was really close. And after that, I just sort of rolled with it and did what was for me a lot of productions with them. Like, as you mentioned, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, where I played a 65-year-old woman, which was fitting for me at the ripe age of 20 at the time. We did the Threepenny Opera, which was pretty dark, really interesting for me because I got to work alongside play across from an actor, William Day, who no longer, he lives in New York now, but
yes.
he's very intense. And that was really good to learn from him. And
good.
Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof with Opera House was probably one of the best experiences I had here working with Judy Greenhut.
Mm-hmm. She's great. Now, tell us a little bit about Heather's experience, because she hasn't gone so much the theater route.
Mm-hmm.
What's she been doing?
Well, Heather has this beautiful voice. I'm sure she'd be really embarrassed if she heard me rambling about her voice. It's just, to me, like this beautiful violin sound. She actually told me when she first came to the school, which was a year after I did, I said, how do you sing so beautifully and with so much legato and phrasing and just beauty? And she said, you know, I used to listen to violins and just try and sound like the violin. And I just thought that was really interesting. And so Heather's done a lot of classical and chamber works, which is really well suited for her voice. She's done a lot of solo work with the Wilmington Symphony. She won the UNCW Student Concerto Competition. She beat out all the instrumentalists as a vocalist singing Strauss's Frühlingsstimme, which is a mouthful, and it's amazing if you hear her sing it. And she's done chamber works. She's sung with the North Carolina Baroque Chamber Orchestra. And I think she's really gearing up to follow a great career in opera and in chamber. She's excellent. Incredible.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Sophia Melkin. She is a soprano and a wonderful actress as well. She and her friend Heather Bobeck are giving a duet recital on Saturday, joined by pianist Joseph Hughes, and we'll talk about him in a moment. The performance is Saturday at 7 p.m., one night only, Little Church on the Boardwalk at Wrightsville Beach. And we'll be talking about one of the purposes, or several of the purposes behind this concert in just a moment. Before we go further, Sophie, tell us a little bit about Joseph Hughes as well.
So Joseph, I met Joseph. I have the pleasure to sing at Wrightsville United Methodist Church every week under the direction of Julia Walker Jewell.
Oh, and, excellent.
Yes, and who's great. And Joseph was actually a childhood student of Julia's. And, you know, he went to school and he moved back to Wilmington at some point. And he plays under her direction at Wrightsville, the organ and the piano. And I asked him if he'd be interested in playing this concert. He's not a musician by, well, he is a musician. He works at for the hospital, I believe. So music is, quote unquote, his hobby. But he would put it in his own words. He gets in another full-time week doing music on the side. But I just noticed through singing with that choir what a nice touch he has on the piano. And the more and more I got to hear him play, the more I realized he's really a very, very skilled pianist. He went to North Carolina State University and won some concerto competitions there as well. And he's going to be playing some solo works on this concert as well, which are just really exciting.
Will he be accompanying you and Heather also? Mm-hmm.
He'll be accompanying us. And then he's going to be playing Lis la Campanella, which is the little bell.
Beautiful. So. All right, let's talk now about the concert itself. You have an interesting program that takes you in a lot of different directions. Can you tell us a bit about the program?
Well, Heather and I started to program this concert based on all the things we've always wanted to sing together because it would just be so fun. And Nancy King stepped in and mentored us, our voice teacher, and said, you know, you have to program something that the people everybody would find something. So we're doing some Mozart. We're doing some Puccini. She's singing that famous Queen of the Night aria with super high notes. I'm singing a Quando Men Vo from La Boheme, Musetta's waltz. We're doing a Mendelssohn set of duets, as many duets as possible. And they're just joyous. They're so beautiful. We're doing a French duet. We're doing Rossini's Meow duet, which you will see some
meow
classical
duet.
Cat soprano fighting. I think Joseph's going to do a little hissing at the piano as well.
That's great. Rossini was known for his great sense of humor.
Oh, they're fun.
And he loved to write quirky little pieces. In fact, when he retired from writing opera, he would just write music for his supper guests. He loved to cook, and he loved to write music. And so he would invite people over for supper and then play these quirky little things on
about,
the piano.
About the dinner.
Yes.
About the meal.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. The Meow Cat duet. Now, Sophie, how would you – we've talked about Heather's voice as sounding like a violin. How would you characterize your own voice? Or do you use it in a lot of different ways?
I think that my voice is lighter. And I think the way Heather would describe my voice, maybe if you asked her, it's probably harder for me to describe it.
Yes.
Is that it's very bright, more like a bell tone than like a chocolate cake. If that makes sense. Yeah. It's more silver than chocolate.
Okay. All right.
Which is Heather sings the part that's a little bit lower in all of the duets. That balances us perfectly. Her chocolate E sound and my lighter sound sitting on top of hers. Her voice works as like a support system to mine.
And we just have about a minute left. I want you to give us a sense of what your dream would be. What kind of career would you like to see ahead of yourself?
You know, I will always teach because I really like to teach. And I think every musician should teach in some way, shape, or form, even if it's not for money. And I would really like to perform. And I'm going to graduate school in the fall, which is, you know, part of what this concert is about. I've got a wonderful teacher there. And I hope to just really just see where it goes. Really, really, really just get into this music, get into this art form. And there are a lot of alleyways and mentors along the way that will help you find a pathway in performance that will work the best for you and hopefully, you know, can spread it to others who are listening. And
so you're open to how it unfolds for you.
There's no other way to be. Otherwise, you won't enjoy it.
That's great. This concert on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Little Chapel on the Boardwalk at Wrightsville Beach features Sophia Melkin, Heather Bobeck, and Joseph Hughes. And this is a concert to give some joy to the community in the musical realm, but also in the very practical way to bring some money in for Heather and Sophie for their graduate studies, which are coming up in the fall for Sophie, and Heather is looking for a graduate school at this point. So you can certainly come and enjoy the concert for free, but it would be a wonderful thing if you could make a donation while you're there, which will help these wonderful student artists go on to fulfill their dreams. Thank you so much, Sophie. It's a pleasure to have you
here
today.
Thank you so much.
This is WHQR.